Hi, doctors. Welcome to the first in a monthly series of 12 chiropractic marketing teleseminars. Today's teleseminar is going to be on converting patients who come in through the office through a free or discounted screening into a paying patient. We'll be getting started in just a few minutes. Anyone calling into the line right now, if you could just hit star 6 to mute out any background noises. And there will be an operator who's coming on during the call, just so that you know, to verify people who pre-registered. They'll be asking for your name and phone number because we're trying to avoid people not registered calling in for the conference. We're going to be doing things a little differently today. We'll have a guest speaker, Dr. Joseph Hudak, who's going to be sharing some techniques that he's using to convert patients who come into his office through our programs into paying patients. For those interested, we'll have today's conference recorded. It will be available to the chiropractic community within the next 4 weeks. And before we get started, I'd like to introduce the vice president of our company, Larry Finkelstein. Larry and Dr. Hudak will be doing a Q&A today, a little different, as I mentioned, from what we normally do. And I'm sure that you'll be quite pleased with the information that we share with you today. Larry?
Lisa, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm very pleased and privileged to introduce Dr. Joe Hudak. Dr. Hudak is a graduate of New York Chiropractic College, and he did his residency at Levittown Health Center in Long Island. About 7 years ago, he opened his own state-of-the-art facility in Edison, New Jersey, where he sees several hundred patient visits per week. I was looking at his resume the other day, and his list of honors and accomplishments are far too long for me to list here, but you can be assured that he's a distinguished member of the chiropractic community, as well as in his local community of Edison, New Jersey. This is a doctor who's walked the walk. He is not an employee of Metro Marketing. He is not a paid actor. He is a real chiropractor who has taken telemarketing prospective patients and made them into paying patients. For the last 5.5 years, Dr. Hudak has spent close to $100,000 of his marketing budget working with Metro Marketing to help build his practice by using telemarketing. It seems to be working, as Dr. Hudak is a Metro Marketing regular, along with many, many, many other doctors. He's with us month after month, year after year. And as I said, he's not doing it because we're not related, so it must be working for him. We've always said that our telemarketing program was a partnership between Metro Marketing and the thousands of doctors that we work for each year. And we bring Dr. Hudak today as one of our successful success stories. He's here today to share with us how he has been able to make telemarketing a powerful, effective marketing tool for him and to help him grow his practice. Dr. Hudak, I want to thank you for joining us today, and if we can, let's just get started. I've got a whole bunch of questions to ask you.
Great, Larry. Thank you for having
me. Let's start. You're more than welcome for coming down in this bad weather. We've got several hundred chiropractors listening in who are, I'm sure, are much more interested in hearing from you than from me. Let's start out at the very beginning, if I can. Why use telemarketing and the offer of a free chiropractic exam as part of your marketing mix?
Telemarketing has historically, in my practice, been one of the biggest forms of media, biggest return on investment. We, in practice, like to do a lot of different things, and we require about a 4-to-1 return on investment. So every $1,000 we're spending, we like to see about a $4,000 return. Metro Marketing consistently has been an 8-to-1 return on investment for every dollar we spent over the few years.
Wow, 8-to-1, fantastic. Being on the other side, we're sending out these patients, with prospective patients, but you're obviously the one that are seeing them. Are telemarketing prospective patients different from other prospective patients, and if so, in what way?
Well, sure. You're going to get a few patients who are shoppers or tire kickers, as you say. A lot of people come in and they're saying that they just want to be exposed to chiropractic or find out a little bit more information. They may have a friend or family member. But what we find is that these people do have some sort of health concern that we can end up helping them with. So it's a good community development program that we're offering our service to people who have some problems and who may not have found out that they had these conditions for years and years to come without coming to our office.
Very interesting, very interesting. We get calls every single day, Doc. Our people talk to people every single day who say, we would love to sign up with the program, except we are just inept or ineffective in actually converting these people into paying patients. Could you give us some specifics? So having been asked that so many times over the last 7 years, could you possibly at this point, you know, take us step by step through what happens when a prospective patient from telemarketing comes into your office when they visit you for the first time, and take us up to the point of them meeting with you, prior to them meeting with you? I'm talking about, is the waiting area different? What do they read when they're in the waiting area? How are they greeted by your staff? What forms do they have to fill out? Everything and anything you can help cover prior to actually seeing you.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And actually, I believe I used to ask those questions 5 years ago as well. But number one, your waiting area, your reception area has to be impeccable. Clean, neat, fresh, vacuumed twice a day, not one speck of lint on the carpet. And I think that's really important. We have a lot of business people that work in our area near our office, so we even offer a electric shoe shine machine in our office, just some added benefits.
Great.
If the Hilton down the road can have one in their bathroom, we have one in our reception area. So a very good designed, impeccable waiting room. Reception area is the first key. Obviously, when they enter the office, we look to see a new face, and we look down on the fax that Metro Marketing faxes to us every day, and we see that there's a name of a person at the same time that this new face is walking in, so they must be this person. So we usually have our office staff stand and say, excuse me, are you Mrs. Jones? Welcome to the practice. Would you just take this clipboard of information and please fill it out? The receptionist, who is usually uniformed, all of our staff wear matching uniforms, may walk out from the front part of the desk, hand them not just an intake form on a clipboard, but a leather portfolio. And these are very inexpensive. You can pick them up at any Staples department or something. It's a leather portfolio that closes. Inside is a intake form for our office. So we're state-of-the-art. We're top class. We're offering them something to fill out other than just a Lucite clipboard. We let them know that there's just one form to fill out. In the past, we included everything from the assignment of benefits form, and they said they're here for a free exam. They don't really need to fill that out. So we kept it simple, just one sheet of information for them to fill out. We don't want them spending any more than a few minutes doing that. The receptionist will also say that all services for today are free of charge. You'll notice that there's asked for some insurance information on the intake form. You do not have to fill that out. If you wish, you can give us a copy of your insurance information so we can verify any future chiropractic coverage. Again, I have them restate that nothing today is going to be billed to that insurance. It's just for us to verify if any care is needed, determined by the doctor. We'll be able to report back to you before you leave what's covered and what's not covered. After they fill out that leather clipboard, they hand it back to our staff, and they're escorted into our examination or consultation room, where they watch a 6 or 7 minute video introduction to chiropractic, and then I'm introduced to them for the evaluation, consultation, or exam.
Wow, interesting. I get the feeling, just having heard you said that for the first time, that these people are not treated as second-class citizens who are there for a free exam, and you see all your paying patients first, and if an hour or two later you get an opportunity to meet with these people, you do. It seems like you give them the red carpet treatment right from the very beginning.
Absolutely. First impressions, although not always accurate, are very long-lasting.
Great. Okay, that brings us up to the point now where they're ready to see you. What happens, you know, at this point? You know, what do you discuss before starting the exam, as specific as you can make it? What type of exam do you give these people, and what happens and what is said after the exam is completed prior to having them going back out into the waiting room?
This is probably the most important difference from a telemarketing patient to every other patient. I walk in, and my staff had already pre-warned me that this is a telemarketing patient that I'm dealing with, or even somebody from maybe a health fair screening or any free exam patient. I walk in the room, and I would say to them, and this is the most important question, good morning, Mr. Jones. I'm Dr. Hudak. Pleasure to meet you today. Besides being contacted by our marketing department, what seems to bring you to the office today? And that's a most important question, because they'll usually get to an area of complaint, or they'll tell me, absolutely nothing bothers me. I'm just here to find out a little bit more about chiropractic. So that lets me know what type of patient I'm dealing with right off the bat. And I also let them know that I know that this is a free exam. The type of examination that we do, we go through a number of different things. But we use a surface EMG or thermography scan. We use the Insight Millennium. There's a number of products out on the market. It just gives us something to objectively monitor the patient's condition. If you don't have any of those type of machines and you have an x-ray, you may want to take a lateral x-ray of either the cervical or lumbar spine. But something objective rather than just touching the spine, although that's required as well. So I usually have them face the computer screen. We go through a consultation, and interestingly enough, we ask them why they're here. If they don't have any complaints, I say, wonderful. That's going to make my job a lot easier. I just want to share with you 4 points about chiropractic care. And this is basically my consultation for all patients, and I like to share this with my telemarketing patients as well. I ask them, and I try to be not necessarily a teacher, but more of a Socratic fanatic, if you will, asking open-ended questions to elicit a response that I'm looking for. So I would ask the patient, were you aware that your body is self-healing and self-regulating? And they'll usually get the deer in a headlight look at me, but I'll say, well, did you realize that your body maintains blood pressure at 120 over 80 or 98.6, and you don't have to think about that? And I'll get them to nod in agreement and say their first yes. I'll say, do you realize that if you cut your finger, your body will heal itself? So would you then agree that your body is self-healing and self-regulating? I said, well, that's point one of 4 points for our chiropractic 101 today. I'll then let them know that the nerve system, brain and spinal cord, is the master control system, and that is what's responsible for your body to be self-healing and self-regulating. Point number three, I then go on and say that anything that would interfere with your nerve flow, anything that would interfere with those mental impulses from your spine to the end organ, muscle, or tissue, whatever it may be, is bad, and anything to remove that interference is good. Well, that's the purpose of today. We're going to use this computerized information. We're going to determine if there is any nerve interference, where that nerve interference is, how long that nerve interference has been present, and if there's any damage that has been subject to the spine or nerve system from being left uncorrected. Now, as you notice, during this last two-minute consultation, there was one word I did not mention, and that was pain. So this is a perfect consultation that I can use with someone, because now I have them focusing on nerve interference as the cause of health and have nothing to do with neck pain or back pain.